All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Sorry, it's been a long time, and we're back. So we're coming back with Spawn, and of course we'll be doing whatever that other comic was I got requested. Love and Rockets. Yeah, Love and Rockets. We'll be doing that next week. And I'm going to try to throw something else in. Because I said I'm going to do 30 minutes of these, and I do mean that. I'm going to do 30 minutes of each book and try to slide in two books, you know, instead of just the one that we do. We're going to try to do two books a week in addition to the horror comics or the Power Rangers or however we're going to do it. By the way, you guys responded. You wanted more Inkle. So after we get done with the Inkle, we're going to do Before the Inkle. Unless Humanoids has a problem with that. If Humanoids does, then we won't do Before the Inkle. Because obviously they're like, nope, you can't do that one, Grim. So far, I haven't got any messages. I've been checking my emails just to see if, you know, there's some comic company or, you know, writer, artist, whatever, says, hey, I don't want my stuff here. And haven't seen anything like that, so I assume we're all good. By the way, we're about to hit 400. I know that's, you know, not massive, but it is for me. This is my biggest channel, and I'd like to continue it that way. Also, there was a message I got from a guy that was talking about some of my political views. And I like to keep things kind of apolitical, but I will quip here and there. The stories are what I'm worried about most. And I want everybody, regardless of who they voted for, or, you know, what country they're from or whatever, to just enjoy these stories the best way that I can possibly give them to you. All right, now without further ado, let's begin. Spawn. This one is issue 83, May 1999, The Conqueror. We all have our ghosts. Each of us is far closer to the brink of madness than we would ever care to admit. We lead lives of quiet obedience and tell ourselves that it is our own good nature, the higher angels of our being that keep us from the path of destruction. That is a lie. It is fear that keeps our appetites in check. Fear that the entire world may grind to a clumsy halt if we dare upset its delicate balance. We are all born with a taste for blood in our mouths. Since the day the first caveman picked up a mastodon rib and clubbed his neighbor to death over the possession of a pomegranate, man's instinct for violence has been irreversibly hardwired into our puny little skulls. A small, stabbing voice in the back of our head telling us to take what we want, to stab our neighbor in the back. After all, doesn't he deserve it? Usually we can ignore that voice, brush it aside. We would never dare admit to such thoughts in polite company, but sometimes we listen to it. Sometimes we get up in the morning, decide we have had enough, and calmly, methodically proceed to do the unthinkable. Ether Paxney, 51, had worked as a lunch lady at the Staten Island Junior High School for more than 20 years. Last week, out of the blue, she decides to dollop a spoonful of Stretchnine into each child's serving of applesauce. 40 children were hospitalized, 7 fatalities. She could offer no motive for her actions and died mysteriously while in police custody. A day later, Peter Van Nuys, an off-duty police officer from Trenton, New Jersey, is stuck in rush hour traffic on the Brooklyn Bridge. Like others, he loses his temper. Unlike others, he stands on the roof of his Nissan and empties his service revolver into the neighboring cars before diving to his death off the bridge. 3 wounded, 2 dead. 2 days ago, Manhattan. Horace Mansard, bank manager 1 month short of retirement, goes to work just as he does every day. He enters the elevator, smiles his good mornings, and presses the button for the 14th floor. As soon as the doors close, he produces a sawn-off shotgun from under his coat and proceeds to kill the 6 other passengers in the elevator car before turning the gun on himself. 3 more pearls on a lengthening string of violence. As we race headlong towards the end of history, something has gone terribly wrong. There's blood in the water, folks. What is it that is driving so many people over the edge? What could possibly be possessing them? The answer? Their own humanity. Kincaid is back. Thought I was doing the world a solid favor when I sent that scumbag to hell. No, that's not true. I wasn't thinking anything. I just did it. You molest innocent kids and kill them, you deserve to die. Simple as that. But the joke was on me. Killing him only made him stronger. Now he's back somehow, washing the city in blood, driving people to give in to their darkest impulses, and then collecting their damn souls for the sins he forced them to commit. I can hear him laughing inside my head. He's loving every minute of it. But it's not just sport to him. He wants revenge on everyone who wronged him in life. I don't know how to stop him. No matter what I do, it turns wrong. I don't know where to turn. $3 million? $3 million frickin' for a goddamn baseball? Breathe, sir. Just relax. Smack. In the future, try chewing the donuts. God damn it! Can you believe it? You and me put together are worthless than one stitch on that sucker. It does seem excessive, still, if he can afford it. Oh, and get this, he's from Canada. Crown jewel of America's... Oh, and get this, he's from Canada. Crown jewel of America's pastime, bought up by some nutty foreigner. Goddamn NAFTA. I think it's hardly a fair trade issue, sir. Look here. It says he's putting the ball on tour and donating the proceeds to charity. Yeah, right. Bet his PR agent made that up to make him look good. Look at this clown. What a tool. Man, I hate rich people. Todd McFarlane. You girls having fun? People are dying out there. Ah, jeez. Do you have to do that all the time, Spawn? Maybe we should just get you a bat signal or something. What is it you propose we do? The realm of the supernatural is a bit beyond our ken. I want you to stop screwing around and figure out how to stop Kincaid. Don't you realize what's at stake? Of course we realize. How dare you? My wife and son were in that subway train. If we display any levity, it's only to keep us from being overwhelmed by these events. It's called whistling in the graveyard, Spawn. Perhaps you haven't heard, but it's something humans do. You've got some balls on you, Twitch. I'll give you that. Just find a way to stop this madness. Fast. The entire shipment of ordnance was jettisoned? You're certain? Yes, Mr. Wynn. We had no choice. We couldn't afford being boarded and risk exposure of the mission. What about witnesses? Who else knows this? No one, sir. Any potential witnesses were eliminated before we reached port. After that, I came straight to you. I can understand your disappointment, sir, but it was a judgment call. I really had no alternative. You did the right thing coming to me, Raleigh. Well, it's unfortunate that the mission had to be scrapped. You at least managed to stave off any further messiness. Well done. Thank you, sir. This is Wynn. Agent Raleigh has just left my office. See to it that he is erased. Immediately. Jason Wynn is a man on the edge. Amateurs. God damn it. It's killing me. Former director of U.S. government security, he was recently reassigned to head a new sensitive operations task force. No one would dare call it a demotion to his face, but he knows that's just what it is. No, please have mercy! He can feel the pressure mounting. The wolves are at the door. Huh? The hell was that? Ready to snap. All he needs is a little push. Jason Wynn is a man who craves one thing above all else. Control. But there's something else inside him. Something reckless and ruthless. A voice rough and coarse that calls to him. Take what you want. Don't let anyone stand in your way. There is no time for subtle maneuvers, Jason. No time for Machiavellian scheming. This is a time for sheer, bloody force. Yes, Jason, give in to it. You'll feel better in the end. In the distance, he hears war drums and the thundering of hooves. What happened to the copier, sir?
Repoed along with the speakerphones, the surveillance toys, and half the furniture.
I see.
Do ya? 'Cause I see us operating out of a cardboard box in goddamn Spawn Alley if things don't turn around soon. Man, we were this close.
Well, we'll make do with what we have.
How do you do it, Twitch? How do you stay so calm? I mean, you're like an Iceman. Don't you got no feelings or nothing?
Kincaid went after my family, Sam. My family. I remain calm because it's the best way to solve the case before us. If I let my emotions get the better of me, then I could get sloppy. If I get sloppy, I could miss something. Make no mistake, we will find a way to stop Kincaid. I don't know how, but we will. And if he ever goes near my family again, I'll send him to hell myself.
Okay, no offense, just asking.
So, speaking of missing items, what did you end up doing with that severed head Billy left us as a Valentine?
Don't worry about it, sir. I had a friend take care of it.
The Great Conqueror approached the village just after midnight. He heard the peal of alarm bells as the enemy camp sprung to alert. A messenger greeted him, offering him tribute from the chieftain.
Table for one?
He declined. He moves like a flash fire through the cold dirt streets of the village. Unstoppable, thundering death. The heat of his steed beneath him, the frosted night air around him, his great axe glittering beneath a blood-stained moon. The godless hordes of the conqueror made quick work of the village. Another trophy for his lodge, another pelt to warm him by the fire. Blam! Hot blood seeped into the cold, hard ground, and the great Khan's spirit brimmed with laughter. There was no man alive who did not fear him, no wife or mother who did not dread his arrival, no child who did not shudder at the merest whisper of his name. No army that could stand before his cruel onslaught. He sacked the treasure houses and torched the buildings, and laughed again at the cowering fools who fell before him. As a final trophy, he plucked the still beating heart from the chest of the enemy chieftain. He would feast on it tonight and take his enemy's strength. That is the way of the world. No mercy, no quarter. Victory or death. Win, win, win at any cost. His bloodlust sated for the moment, the conqueror rides off into the night, and the thundering of war drums fades into silence.
Christ, what a friggin' mess! I swear this whole city is going to hell!
How bad is it inside, Silbert?
A massacre. Looks like rib night at the barbecue hut. Gonna have to pry some of those poor bastards apart just to ID 'em.
Any motive, detective?
What? There's a good reason to do this?
Who needs motives anymore?
Suspects? Any leads at all?
Not yet. Probably gonna take a while.
So what about you guys?
Why do I get the feeling you know more than you're saying?
Ugh. Where? Yeah! What the fuck? How'd I get here? God damn it!
Vision foggy, head throbbing, Jason Wynn tries to make sense of his situation. Abducted? Drugged, perhaps. Get it together, Jason. Work the problem. Above all, stay in control.
Hello? Yeah, this is Wynn. Connect me through to the central... Whack! Give me that phone, bitch! Get off me! Do you have any idea who you're... Oof! Shut your mouth, asswipe! Got the phone? Yup. Got his wallet? Oh, yeah!
Deep in the heart of the garbage-choked alleys known as Rat City, there is a place called the Dead Zone. A unique patch of metaphysical real estate, the Dead Zone is a literal doorway to the realms of heaven. A place where the powers of hell hold no purchase. Rain beating against the dead flesh of his face, the hellspawn stands at heaven's perimeter.
What do you want? Tell me, you bastards! He hesitates for a moment, so weary, aching to the very core of his condemned soul. All this bloodshed, all this madness, it can all be traced back to him and one rash, well-intentioned act of violence. He didn't know. How could he have known? As he crosses the threshold into the dead zone, he feels his powers drain from him. His rain-soaked cloak and hell-forged chains weigh heavy on him, bowing his back. I said, do what you want. Excuse me. I said, what do you want? He is vulnerable here, helpless, at the mercy of the Shining City. Spawn doesn't care. He just wants an end to it all. All the loss, all the suffering, all the torture. And for what? For the sake of some grand master plan that we wretched mortals will never understand? What do you want from me, damn it? Is this all just a game to you? He curses a hell that would harbor such evil, and he curses a heaven that would allow it. Since the beginning of time, man has raised his voice to the skies and begged for deliverance, only to have heaven turn a deaf ear. Why should this time be any different? Weak and powerless, he collapses under the weight of his own titanic guilt. Spawn. Spawn. We need to talk. The next morning. Tch! Loser! Disgraceful! What? Hey, buddy. You okay? You look like you got whacked in the melon pretty good. I said, are you okay? Don't mind them people. Makes them feel good to have someone to look down on. Come on, let me get you something to eat, and you look like you could use a drink, too. By the way, my name's Bobby.
Full Moon Diner, the site of last night's grisly slayings. At this time, police offer little information about the investigation. What is certain is that a person or persons unknown entered the popular all-night eatery shortly after 1 a.m. and opened fire on the crowd before setting the establishment ablaze. Reports confirm more than one dozen dead in the attack. Police will not release the names of any of the deceased until all the victims have been identified and their families notified. Well, everyone in the Western Hemisphere seems to be gearing up for the release of the latest chapter in a certain absurdly popular series of sci-fi films. You know, the one from a galaxy far, far away. So, of course, that means lots more toys, video games, t-shirts, and fast food tie-ins. But that's not all. It's also going to mean higher ticket prices. Yes, that's right. Ticket prices are going up in most major cities just in time for the mother of all blockbusters. That means a trip to the cinema plus popcorn and a couple of sodas could now require many moviegoers to get a second job. So still plan on seeing it 12 times?
Anyone remember Jason Wynn? According to my sources, the shadowy U.S. Security Group director may be looking for a new job. Rumor has it that infernal conflicts and a lack of confidence in Wynn's, shall we say, management tactics forced his removal from the directorship. As for whose footprint was on Wynn's ass when he was shown the door, well, let's just say there's a very long list of candidates, one of which might lead all the way to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Officially, no one will go on record, and Wynn, of course, could not be reached for comment. Okay, 84, June, 99. The waiting. Interesting.
Look at her. What a perfect little angel. They're so cute when they're sleeping. Makes your heart melt. God, I love kids. So sweet and innocent. I could just eat her up with a spoon. Come on, honey. Come to Billy. If you should die before you wake, then Billy boy your soul shall take. Come on, Cyan. You're one of us now. Welcome to the club.
Ah!
I've always thought of myself as a logical man. The only time I ever let my heart rule my head was when I met Helen. She's my world, my wife, the mother of my children. She's put up with more than anyone has a right to ask, and somehow I keep letting her down. But this is a dangerous world we live in. It is filled with evil and cruelty and vice. I want to make the world better for her, for the kids.
But she doesn't understand that. Not truly. She's too good a person to believe any world could be as wicked as I know this one to be. So I sneak out to the office again. She'll wake up in a couple of hours and see that I'm gone. She won't speak to me for a couple of days. But she doesn't know what's at stake. And she wouldn't believe it if I told her. Truth be told, I scarcely believe it myself. I'm hunting the ghost of a serial murderer, a child killer named Billy Kincaid. He's returned from hell, swearing vengeance on those who wronged him in life. My partner Sam Burke and I are near the top of that list. His M.O. is truly infernal. Kincaid is possessing innocent people, coercing them to perform unspeakable crimes and then sentencing their poor souls to hell. He's playing cat and mouse with us. He's gone after my family once. I won't let that happen again. I can't. I never believed in ghosts before. Never believed in anything that couldn't be measured, tested, or analyzed. But I've learned the hard way. Some things defy logical explanation. How long are you planning on standing there, Spawn? The alleys. Something foul and matted scurries across Jason Wynn's face, waking him. Adrenaline kicks in. He bolts upright. Eyes focus in the dim light of early morning. His mind sharpens. And he remembers. The truth hits him like a ton of bricks. Something has gone terribly wrong in his life.
Hey, Mac. How you feeling, huh? Sleep it off okay? I don't know where you were last night, but it must have been a hell of a party. Huh? Want some breakfast? The donut joint up the block tosses the old ones whenever they make a new batch. They're not bad. Try 'em. Get away from me, you cretin! What do I look like to you?
It's all coming back to you now, isn't it, Jason? Something snapped inside you, took over your mind. It tried to completely envelop you, but you were too strong. Your legendary iron will proved too much for the psychic infiltrator. You fought it off. But not before the damage was done. It's a bit of a blur, isn't it? There was screaming, yes, and gunfire and blood. Yes, oceans of blood.
What the hell are you looking at?
Blood that still clings to you, crusted up against your clothes, staining your skin.
Yeah, this is Wynn. Connect me to Central Dispatch. I need a pickup. No time to explain.
I'm patching you through to Mr. Stormer's office, Mr. Wynn.
Stormer? What? I don't want to speak to that sanctimonious old...
Go ahead.
Hello? Hello, Jason. Had a busy night, did you? Sir, I can explain.
Of course you can. We have every confidence in you. But the main thing now is to get you off the streets. Give me your coordinates.
Look, it's fine. I overreacted. Nothing to worry about. I'll make my own way back. I don't want to bother any.
Please, it's no bother. Just tell us where you are.
Coney Island.
How festive. We'll be right there.
Bastard.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I think so. Give me a second. Okay, there. I got him. About 2 blocks north of the Bowery.
Splendid.
The erstwhile Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons, a.k.a. Spawn, for some reason, our paths are in...
The erstwhile Lieutenant Colonel Al Simmons, a.k.a. Spawn. For some reason, our paths are intertwined in ways I can't begin to comprehend. He saved my life not long ago, but there's a connection that runs even deeper than that. Come what may, we're in this together.
So I talked it over with Cogliostro, and that's what we came up with.
Are you sure you want to go through with this? Are you sure you want to go through this?
Do I have a choice?
I don't know, do you? To be honest, I still don't fully understand exactly what you are. Are you flesh and blood? Spirit? Something else?
What? Is this an interview?
No, sir. I'm just curious. Do you eat? Do you sleep?
I don't think I need to, but sometimes I do. Out of habit. Less so these days.
Perhaps you should start again. I'll freely admit that existential protocols are a bit beyond my expertise, but it's always struck me that it's the little things that make us human.
Are you under the impression that I'm human?
Well, of course you are. Maybe not psychologically, but essentially. Underneath it all, you're a man, just as I am. You must be. If not, what is the point of your struggle?
Spawn?
Spawn?
Point taken, Twitch.
You know what? Sam is probably going to kill me. These are the last two. But I think this is... But I think this a just cause. So tell me, Mr. Simmons, when was the last time you enjoyed a semi-cold beer with a friend?
It reminds me of ball games and 4th of July's with Wanda. Salt air, sand between our toes. I had forgotten so much.
Like I said, Spawn, it's the little things that count in the end. Enjoy it. I believe you deserve it. Besides, if this plan doesn't work, this could be the last one for both of us.
Come on, Silbert, where are you?
Yo, mister, genuine Rolex, $500.
Get out of here, kid. I'm waiting for someone.
300.
Okay, 250. Let me look at that. It's ticking.
Course it's ticking. Ain't broke. First class, I told ya. Rolexes don't tick, they sweep.
Excuse me, try that again. Rolexes don't tick, they sweep. Huh? The second hand on a Rolex sweeps in a smooth, continuous motion. This one ticks. See? Tick, 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 tick. It's a fake.
Says you, how come you know that?
Just a little something I picked up in cop school.
Try and catch me, fat ass!
Kids. Hey, you Sammy. Silbert, there you are. So what's up? Why'd you ask to meet? I want to know about the mark. Yeah? Mark who? Mark who? The mark. The weird little scar thingy. When Sarah Frost topped herself, you checked her neck. Like you knew something was there. ME's office confirmed that all these weirdzos killing people had the exact same mark on their necks. Every damn one. I want to know how you knew to look for it. What do we got here? Some funked up new religion? I don't know. God damn it, Sammy! I met you here on the sly out of respect for you being XPD. I want to give you a chance to come clean. Hey, ease up. I don't know what it means. We go back a long way, you and me, but I swear to God and the devil both, if you're holding out on me, don't make me haul you in, Sam, because I'll do it.
All right, drum roll, please. A one, a two, a three.
We've got to talk, baby. Look, I know you're mad. I understand, but things are getting complicated. This case we're involved in, that I'm involved in, I think it could be very dangerous.
What are you saying, honey?
I want you to go away for a while. Just a little while. I need to know that you're safe and that the kids are safe.
What is it? What is so dangerous that you would ask your own wife to leave?
I can't tell you. I wish I could, but I can't.
Keeping secrets is dangerous, Max. How can I trust you if you never let me in? I'm your wife. You can share your deepest secrets with Sam, but you can't even tell me why you want us to leave?
I know. Believe me, if there was another way, but I just can't risk it. You mean too much to me.
But you can risk pushing me aside without the least bit of explanation? Is that right, Max? That's a risk you're willing to take?
I can see it in her eyes. I'm breaking her heart.
Fine.
Whenever we fought before... Whenever things didn't go her way, Helen would say, "This isn't over," fierce and defiant. She didn't say it this time.
Daddy, what's the matter? Daddy?
The Fitzgerald home.
Crash!
Cyan! Honey, what was that?
Cyan?
Baby, are you okay? Oh, Cyan, look at this mess. What are you doing in my closet? Oh, God, where did you find that... flag? Please, honey, that's very special. It belonged to someone. He's scared, Mommy.
What, Zion? Who's scared?
The sad man, Mommy. He's scared for us. He's trying to protect us, but he's afraid.
The sad man?
I met up with Sam later that night. I can't say why we chose the Keystone. For old time's sake, I suppose. The Keystone is a cop's bar. We used to spend a lot of time here in the old days. Things were simpler then. It was easy to tell the good guys from the bad.
Things made sense. So what happened with Helen?
She's on a plane to Florida with the kids. They're going to stay with her mom. She's not too happy about it. I can't say that I blame her. I don't like keeping things from her, but I really don't see where I had any choice.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she'll get over it. She's a good woman.
There's not much we can do now, except wait. Wait for Kincaid to make his move, and pray that we're able to pull this off. Sometimes I think she's better than I deserve. Times like this, I suppose no one can blame us if we wax a bit nostalgic.
So this hot dog vendor, he skimps on the relish. Yeah, well, I like my relish, so sue me. So I says, buddy, put some goddamn relish on that dog. He cops an attitude and tells me to beat it. So I pull out my shield, tell him I'm a cop, say I'm part of the new condiment fraud division. So this clown freaks and starts running down the street. All of a sudden, I'm TJ Hooker, chasing him through alleys, knocking over trash cans. I catch up with him and pat him down, right? Turns out he's got a friggin' pharmacy under his coat. Hot dog stand's just a front. So this clown ends up looking at 10 to 15 mandatory. All because he got a little stingy with a little relish. Some folks.
Man, those were the days, huh? Can you believe we were ever that green?
Seems a lifetime ago, doesn't it, sir?
To good times, past and future. And to good friends.
You ever miss it, Twitch? The force, I mean.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes I guess I do.
Yeah, me too.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Yes, son?
I don't mean to disturb you, but I was told to deliver this to you.
Oh, thank you, officer. It's my pleasure. I'll get out of your way. You two gentlemen enjoy your drinks now, and have a good evening.
Yeah, you too, pal.
What is it? Lab work we asked for?
No. No, it's not. Sam, look!
Things to do. Tomorrow. Wanda, Terry, Little Cyan, Miss Twitch, Old Blind Bitch, Twitch Brats.
It's Kincaid. He's inside that cop. We got to stop him.
Where'd he go? Damn it! You didn't happen to catch his name, did you?
I did, sir. It's Rafferty.
Okay, I'll call Terry and Wanda and tell them to get somewhere safe, pronto. Then I'll run a check on this Officer Rafferty.
Right. I'll go find Spawn.
It's almost time, Spawn. Are you ready?
Oh, excuse me. It's almost time, Spawn. Are you ready? To be continued.
Okay, guys. This is where it all heats up. So we're gonna leave it off here. We're going to have the thrilling conclusion of all this in February. Stay tuned, guys. We'll definitely have more Spawn for you. And don't forget, we're doing Love and Rockets, and I think I'm going to try to sandwich something else. Because I want to do like an hour of comics on either Wednesdays or Thursdays. You know, I told you I had to hold it off because of the mic. The mic should be good now. You guys let me know in the comment sections if there's any problems. I'll do the best I can at remedying them. So, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner for more Spawn. Remember, you can support Spawn and Image, and if you want to support me, you can go to patreon.com/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It would really help, guys. I'm out. See you next time.